Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. I am Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me today as we look at the astrology and energies of March 1st through March 8th. Welcome to March. Here we are, rocking and rolling through 2017, and we are approaching the third month of the year, which is going to have a different assignment for us, all right? And we're going to talk about what March is going to bring your way, as well as the energies of right now as the month gets started and into the weekend. So our work in February was all about getting shooken up by the eclipses. You were supposed to have some things knocked out, rattled around, come up, looked at, shaken, stir, whichever you prefer, and basically give you some more clarity about 2017 and the year ahead and what you want. What you want from your heart, what is pushing you to develop more courage, more confidence, to be a bit bolder this year, and what you're really ready to just be done with. You know, there's something in your life that you're exhausted with, right? And just trust whatever comes up. But chances are you know what it is. You're like, oh, I'm just tired of dealing with this. I'm tired of this theme, this energy, this pattern, this belief, this issue. You're tired of it. And you're not going to take it anymore. And that's what that second eclipse last week was showing us. And I'm even feeling heavy as I talk about it, because that's, chances are there's a part of you that just feels heavy because maybe there's that sense of, I've been dragging this around forever. What the heck? And your completion cycle right now involves that release of that thing, that issue, whatever you feel is holding you back. It's, you know, that ball and chain around your ankle. And there's a part of you that knows and is absolutely ready to let it go. And that's what is going to be releasing for the next 3 weeks or so. And that's because as the sun moves through Pisces, we continue the cleanup. We clean up and we say, oh, I don't want this. And then we clear it out and we let it go. And we just realize what is done. And sometimes this is easier than other times, right? Like you can look at a shirt in your closet and say, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I just don't really want it. Nah, I haven't touched it for 6 months. Nah, I haven't touched it for 6 years. Gone. Those are the visible things that are usually easier to identify. But there's the stuff inside us that needs to be evolving and changing. And the good news, and I really mean this, is that you have a lot of support right now because we have a lot of energy in Aries. And Aries is the starter. Aries is the initiator, the beginner, the leader, the pioneer. Aries is saying, all right, let's do this. Let's do it new and fresh and be a little bit more than what we were before. So you're requiring to change something within yourself. And wherever you have fears around change is where you're holding yourself back. And so you're looking at those fears. You're looking at those cycles. You're looking at those parts in yourself that are saying, I don't know the next thing. Or I'm not sure what to do next. And so part of what you're figuring out is that there are answers for you. There are other people solving this, figuring it out, working through it, and changing it. And they're focusing on that next activity. They're taking the actions for the next activity. So part of the issue here is that you have this part of you that knows, okay, I'm cleaning it up, I'm finishing up, I'm done with something. But there's also a ton of Aries energy that's saying, then get going on it. Start the new thing. Don't wait. Start the new thing now, even as you're figuring it out. Just start it. Just do it. Just get going. Take the steps. Move ahead. Do the research. Launch it. Whatever. Just keep it going. Wherever Aries energy is in your chart, it's really loaded right now. So we have, just to review, we have right now as I'm speaking, the moon is in Aries. Venus is in Aries. She's getting ready to go retrograde soon. Mars is in Aries. Uranus is in Aries. Four planets are in Aries in your chart. Now, the moon could move on by the time you hear this. However, something is calling to you to get started. And don't overthink it. Just trust what you feel. And that's so important right now because we have Mercury in Pisces. Mercury in Pisces is trusting what you hear, trusting what you feel, trusting the visions that are coming through, trusting what you can't quite maybe get a firm grasp on. Mercury in Pisces is asking you to listen to those hints and whispers, and it's not completely clear, but it's going to be as soon as Mercury moves into Aries later on in March. So you're gathering up a lot of stuff here, and it's interesting because it's sort of like, well, I'm just taking the steps and walking forward and going through this, and I don't have it all figured out yet, but this is how you cross the bridge to the new place. You know, if you want to cross the bridge, you just have to start walking. So there's a sense of physicality right now, of the doing, of getting it going, get the gears running, and making it all come together as you go, to not overthink it, and to trust spirit. This is when we trust our angels. We trust that we have support because all signs are green. It's a time to just move it forward. And that is how you're going to let go of that other thing. Now, it is a great time for energy healing, energy work, understanding your blocks, understanding patterns and repetition and what those are showing you, what those mean. It's a wonderful time for all kinds of healing energies. With the sun in Pisces, we are meant to transmute. We are meant to transform energies into another something. And it's all about releasing it, you know, out of your aura, out of your body, out of your energy field. You clear it out so that it can be a different form that supports you now. So as we get started here in March, it is important to do energy work in whatever ways that support you or that fit you. Now also today, March 1st, we have the annual conjunction between the Sun and Neptune. And I have been yawning all day, all morning, and that's what it brings up. A case of the yawns, a case of the maybe a little bit lethargic, a little bit slower. You feel foggy, fuzzy. You know, can I just take a nap? I don't want to be at work. I'd really love the afternoon off. I really need some time to not focus. So when the Sun and the Neptune come together in Pisces, we just don't want to deal with the details. It can feel like a struggle. If that's the case, it's only a day. You're going to feel probably a little bit clearer later on this week. And I say probably only because Mercury in Pisces is going to come up to the Sun as well here pretty soon. And when they make that conjunction, you also feel kind of a fogginess in the head. Focusing on the details feels a little bit harder. You just want to be creative, artistic, zone out, meditate. So there is energies right now that are asking us to not get too wrapped up in the real-world details. And, of course, we have our daily responsibilities and things we have to do. And, you know, when we're operating heavy machinery, we have to pay attention. When you're driving, you have to stay in the lines and make sure you're operating the car properly. But there's also the sense that we want to experience other realms, or that you feel like your energy is out there somewhere. You get that sense of maybe not feeling grounded, not feeling like you know what is going on. It's almost like a vacation energy. Like if you could just be on vacation, that would be perfect. But the Pisces energy really helps us in wrapping things up, healing, tapping into more of our spiritual gifts, our spiritual understanding, our connections to our angels, to our guides, to spirit, our connection to ourselves and our deeper whispers and our knowledge. So there's a lot of good things going on here, and you could feel you just need more time alone. Just going to, you know, take an hour to myself, or maybe you just want to drive somewhere, you know, not be on the clock and just kind of do your own thing. That's just going to be a strong theme here as March gets underway. If you can make time for that, for the creativity, the freedom of your mind, then you're going to feel, oh, yeah, like I can flow through this. Yeah, yeah, okay, I can do this. I'm not going to force myself to do too much. So the energy shift into March is really about continuing to get some things finished up, wrapped up, let it go, you know, do those energy healings, do the work that helps you complete that issue, that one thing that you feel like you're carrying around forever. And then all this Aries energy and the fire energy as well is saying, all right, get it going, get it happening, let's move this train forward. So we also have going on in the skies this big opposition. Okay, we have an opposition right now between Jupiter in Libra and Uranus in Aries. And this is that push-pull between, oh, I should share my toys, and I do not want to share my toys with anyone. And because there's so much Aries energy in the sky, the desire to not share is actually the right answer. Meaning, bring your energy into yourself, into your core, and get stronger about what you want right now. What you want right now. What is best for you? What supports you? What honors you? Where you feel excitement and inspiration and motivation? Where you feel a sense of this is me, this is my truth, this is what I'm about, this is what I am really focused on doing. And honor that part of you right now. That's such a clear message from the cosmos, from the universe. It's this getting stronger within you. You don't need to share your toys right now. And that's because when you are stronger within yourself and have a clear understanding of what is important to you, of your values, which I'm going to talk about, you show up in the world with that strength and that confidence, and other people meet you there. And right now, we really are getting clear about what we value in terms of even how we value ourselves. So this opposition between Uranus in Aries and Jupiter in Libra, it can have that push and pull where you feel like, ah, I should share, I have extras, and that's great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with sharing your extra cornbread or your extra, you know, your extra Legos. Okay, you share what you have extras of, but don't give away or share what you need. And maybe you just don't have a lot of extra right now, and you don't have a lot to share, and that's okay. That's absolutely okay. There is a purpose to every energy, and astrology shows us, okay, this is the purpose right now, because it shows us where we are naturally supported with ease. And so the Aries energy is saying, are you valuing yourself, and how much so? And it's okay to do your own thing. It's okay to focus on what you need, because as long as your intention is to get clearer and stronger within yourself, ultimately that supports many, many other people as well and allows others to do the same. So it's never truly selfish, even though we can feel that way. Now, Our Lady here, Venus, she's about to go retrograde on March 4th. She'll go retrograde at 13 degrees of Aries. And she's going to go all the way back to 26 degrees of Pisces. And then she's going to go forward starting in May. And she'll be in Aries until June. So what we're doing with Venus retrograde is we're looking at how we are valuing ourselves, what has value to us right now, including money, finances, what we buy, what we want to pay for something, the cost, how much is it going to cost me? First we think money, but then it could be time and energy. How much energy is that going to cost me? How much time is that going to cost me? You could feel a retraction, or you retract it back and you say, I don't want to spend that right now. I don't want to invest in that project or put any energy into that effort. It's that sense of, do I really find that important and worthwhile? And it's a checking in with yourself. Venus in Aries, she's concerned with herself. She's a leader. She's an alpha female. She's a pioneer. She's that, well, I can do it on my own. And so you're also looking at your own self-resilience, your self-leadership, yourself in the sense that, are you loving who you are right now? And when she goes forward and continues moving through Aries, you're going to have new understandings of what that looks like, what that means, and what you want and what you value. And it starts with you. So there's this gigantic, feels like kind of a reordering or a shift here of how we are honoring ourselves and what that means personally and how that shows up in the world. So Venus retrograde can also, well, she rules females and feminine energy, and that could be something that kind of has some kerfluffles and things going on. It rules our friendships with other women. It rules money, like I said, and what we buy, what we own, our possessions. It could be this huge clearing out where you're like, yeah, no, I don't even want to wear that anymore. Or I thought these shoes were a good idea, but they're just too uncomfortable. So we do a clearing out of what we own because we have a new understanding of what we want in our space, in our hearts, and just in our energy field. So that's going to be interesting. All this Aries energy is fiery, and it can be really impulsive. It can be an immediate now, and Aries lives in the now. It's very much about now, 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 and me, me, me. You know, too much Aries can be self-important. And so what you want to do is check in with yourself and say, okay, am I very clear in my intention here, or am I placing too much importance on myself? Now, the beginning here of March has these planets in Aries that are kind of showing us some more information about who we are right now. And later on in this month, when the sun enters Aries on March 21st, the sun comes through and it's like this giant flashlight. And it shines a light on all the other planets and what they've been doing. So the sun is going to come through and shine a light on Venus and shine a light on Mars and shine a light on Uranus. And it's going to be like, oh, wow, that's really what I want or what I needed, or I have more clarity. And it's going to happen fast because Aries doesn't mess around. So whatever you're working through right now, it's going to keep going here. It's going to keep moving through. You might not have that feeling of being settled yet, but it's going to keep showing you what is important and what parts of you are new that are being started, and more of the pieces will continue to come together. So that's a little bit later in March. I just want to give you a heads up because I know it's kind of like, well, is this going to be like this forever? It just helps you with the planning of, okay, this is what March is about. Like I said, February showed us where we had to change, what direction to go in, what was over, what's new, what's fresh, what's ready to come out of the oven, you know, whatever you're baking right now. There's parts of it that are going to be ready to come out of the oven in March. And so we're needing to move forward into this new chapter. And for some people, it's a new book. You know, it's not just a chapter in the same book. It's the sense, well, I'm starting a whole new book. So this is really exciting, and it's this cosmic push forward. I've mentioned in other shows how I know that it's like 2011 to 2015, it was kind of like things that we thought would get going or get off the ground, they maybe were short-term, and they didn't happen, and they went in another direction, or they came to a screeching halt. Well, this is the year for more stuff to go forward. And you're most likely a very different person than you were even a few years ago, because you're more aware of who you are, what you're about, and what you want now. And the universe is really supporting you with those steps and that building of what is ready and what is timely for you. So it's pretty exciting, and I hope that February was good for you in just showing up in your life what needed to be seen. Because that's what eclipses do, you know? They're like, oh, wow, I didn't know that was there. Or, oh, wow, I didn't realize that's what I wanted, or that's what I felt, or I didn't realize I was doing that to myself. I mean, you could have had this big realization around where you were giving your energy away, or self-sabotage, or self-pity, or blame, or feeling like a victim, feeling like everyone else gets this, why don't I? I mean, you know, take your pick. And so now you get to work with it here and really put into action your next steps. March moves it forward for us. So we're in this period now after that eclipse, that Pisces eclipse, and we're moving with the moon in Aries, and then the moon is going to go into Taurus, and that's going to feel grounding. It's going to be like, okay, I finally got my feet on the ground here. And that's going to be so good. It'll happen, it happens on March 2nd. And I'll just see that sense of, okay, I've got my feet on the ground for a little bit, and now I can do some things and focus and make progress and work. Whenever the moon is in an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, we do work, we get focused, we make progress, we build something, we make something real. We look at the tangible details. So it helps us with that grounding. And I think right now we really need it more than ever because there's just so few planets in Earth signs. There's also only one planet in air, and that's Jupiter in Libra. Jupiter in Libra, however, is going retrograde right now. And so there's a sense of your relationship within yourself, the ideas within yourself that are perhaps gestating, or you're figuring out, or you're working through the details or working it out, or maybe you're only speaking with one or two trusted people about those ideas, those concepts. Air signs are all about words, communication, sharing information, what we write, what we say, what we speak, how we think. And when there is a planet retrograde, we tend to, it's like we digest it internally more before we spit it out and share it with somebody. So there's only one planet in air signs, it's Jupiter in Libra, and that's retrograde. So there's a sense here that maybe we're not talking a lot. You know, we're doing, we're in motion, we're getting inspired, we're motivated, we're creating. And that's all of the fire energy. And then the water energy with the planets in Pisces, we have the sun in Pisces, Mercury, Neptune, and Chiron, so four planets in Pisces, and that's our feeling, our intuition, our sense of something. Something's happening, something's developing, something's processing, something's coming up, coming through. We're feeling it. It's out there in the cosmos. Oh, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling this is the right way to go. I'm feeling this is the next step. And then the fire energy is saying, go, go, go. And, you know, go through those green lights and put the pedal to the metal. So it's really an interesting time where it's all about trusting and moving forward. If you're feeling that it's too much, you always just stop and breathe deeply and listen to yourself. Listen to what you need. Listen to your hunger. You know, if you're really craving a certain food, trust your body's messages. I've been eating crab cakes lately. We went to a restaurant last week. I had crab cakes twice. I was like, okay, I guess this is just what I need to eat. I don't always want crab cakes, but I just went with what sounded good. And that's really important right now is to keep trusting those messages in whatever form they show up. Something else I want to share with you really quickly as we're about to close out this week's episode. I am putting together beach retreats for you to come join me on the beach here in beautiful, sunny Cocoa Beach, Florida. There's two different kinds of retreats. They will be writing. One is going to be a writing retreat. If you're working on a project, if you're an author, there's going to be two separate tracks for you. And then there's also a spiritual growth retreat that I'm super excited about because you are going to be going through an incredible experience of your soul. And there's nothing else like this. It's so exciting to bring this together. So these beach retreats are going to be happening in the fall of 2017, 5 days, 4 nights, you on the beach having an incredible time, and I'm going to share more information about those in my newsletter and on my website, so be sure and sign up so you can get the details. And also, it's really important to me that they're affordably priced. So there's a few different kinds of payment options so that you can make it happen because I'm sure you deserve a good, nourishing time on the beach. So I'll have more information about that coming up soon. Otherwise, I will see you back here next Wednesday, and we'll talk about the energies of the week ahead, the weekend ahead. And until then, my friend, thank you for your time and presence. I appreciate it, and I wish you all the best. Take good care, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.